This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The head of the most visited national forest in the U.S. has resigned following cuts to federal agencies. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
After 15 years as supervisor of the White River National Forest, Scott Fitzwilliams opted into the Trump administration's buyout program, part of an effort to shrink the federal government. The Colorado Sun reports that in a letter, Fitzwilliams called the decision difficult, quote, given the challenges we are facing right now, but that it was right for him at this point in his life. He'd recently begun advocating for better funding for the sprawling forest, which covers more than 3,000 square miles and is a major economic driver for Colorado. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is considering a run for governor next year. Sources close to Bennett confirmed his interest to CPR News. Incumbent Governor Jared Polis is term limited, so the state is expecting a wide open race to replace him. The race for governor has already attracted another Democratic candidate, current Attorney General Phil Weiser. At least two Republicans are beginning their campaigns for governor. Both are serving in the state legislature. State Senator Mark Baisley of Douglas County filed paperwork yesterday, and Representative Scott Bottoms of El Paso County launched his campaign last month. We incorrectly reported Friday that former state Representative Lori Sain had announced her campaign for governor. That's not correct. Sain is running to lead the state Republican Party. Denver and Colorado Springs, mostly sunny. Highs today in the 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.